Okay, let's begin. The motivation for this topic was that I just got a couple of questions over the past few weeks, so I thought there would be a good time for Chazara, hopefully Chazara, and if not Chazara, it'll be learning it. Much of the time that we spend learning Hilchos Shabbos is often with the Malachas, which is more important, the lowest Asseis, but we sometimes forget the Asseis, and that comes up all the time, every time also, especially just had to make Kiddush, B'ez Hashem, in a couple of years. You'll be making your own house, you'll be making Kiddush, you have to know like what to do. And there's a lot, every little detail of Kiddush and how to hold the challahs and the cutting and the marking and how do you, you know, a lot of different things come up in the world of Kiddush. So let's review some of the basics from Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. I mean, the Kiddush is, we're not going to do Kiddush Mokam Suda right now. We're not going to do Kiddush in the morning unless there's time. But let's see what we have time for. So the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to go. I'll say to Rosh Shulchan Aruch, has been Reish Ayin Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, K'sheva lebesu yimar lechol miyad. When somebody comes home, one should eat right away. Meaning one shouldn't hang out and make Kiddush at a later date. Right? Should make Kiddush right away. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hayinu lekadesh. Kiddushi Yisker Shabbos based Chilas Knisa. So this is part of the Mitzvah Aseh D'Araisa of Kiddush, and therefore one should do it as soon as one can. What happens if one davened it a little early and now it's nighttime already, and it's the time for Kriya Shema, but it wasn't the time for Kriya Shema then? So it could be that sometimes comes up. So you can say Kriya Shema at that point. But other than that, we should get right to Kiddush. What about there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael to sing a little bit before Kiddush? That's okay. The Chavetz Chaim was known to say sometimes he used to sing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil after Hamotzi, when he had guests. He says, "What? I'm going to have a minhag of welcoming the Malachim, right? That are here, but there are other guests that are starving. The Malachim aren't starving; they'll wait a little bit. So that's why he used to make Hamotzi, and then they can sing afterwards. That's not the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The minhag is okay to sing Shalom Aleichem and then Eishes Chayil and whatever the minhag is, but." Not more than that. We should just try to make Kiddush as soon as one can. Good. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush. Women are obligated in Kiddush. Right, the Gemara says in Brachas Tavchaf, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom. Women are obligated in Kiddush. Men and women have the same exact obligation in Kiddush. Right, that's the Zachar V'Shamar. And women are therefore obligated in all mitzvos of Shabbos. Women are obligated in Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shudas. Right, some of these might be a little mechudash for some people out there, but it's men and women are equally obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Havdalah is the one that's a little unclear because Havdalah has to do with Shabbos, but it's after Shabbos, so that's why Havdalah is not clear. That's why it's better generally that a man make a havdalah for a woman because of that machlokas. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom." Pass the marmor comes back if anybody needs. Avu mishum mizah says zman grama, even though it's a zman grama, mishum de iskish zachal l'shamar. Vani nashi hol v'isnu b'shmira, isnu b'zachira. Since they're obligated in the los aseiz of Shabbos, they're obligated in the aseiz of Shabbos. Umotzios es ha'anashim. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, a woman can be motzi a man in kiddush. Me ikar hadin. Right, because the same exact chiyuv hov chayavos ben haTorah kimosam, since they are obligated like they are. So, just one point about this, and I'll take the question. The Bach has trouble with this. The Bach I gave you in source number 3. The Bach says, but what do you mean? Why should women be able to be mosi a man in kiddush? What about Megillah? Right, by Megillah, right, there's a sheet of the Bahag that women should not be mosi a man in Megillah, maker adin, because a woman is obligated in even though afinoy boso anes. So what about, why is Kiddush different? So the Bach says, L'chumra. And therefore, a woman should not be motzi a man. Again, where does this come up? Usually a man's making Kiddush. Let's say, I remember one time, years ago, a friend of mine had surgery on his larynx, and he couldn't talk. So his wife made Kiddush for him that Shabbos. Make a Kiddush. If you can't talk, then a woman can make the Kiddush also. But the woman can make the Kiddush. But is that okay? The Bach says no, because just like by Megillah, so too by Kiddush. But we paskin, no, there's a big difference. By Megillah, Afinai Boso Anes does not mean that it's exactly the same chiyuv. Remember, the Bahag holds that women are chayav in hearing the Megillah, not reading the Megillah. And therefore, that's why there's a chilek. Masha Ein Kein, when it comes to Kiddush, it's the same exact chiyuv, and therefore it would be okay to have a woman be motzi a man. That's what the Bach says. Again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, maybe it shouldn't be done because of Zila Milsa. How do you translate that? Pasnisht. How do you translate that? Not real translation, but untraditional, let's call it. But again, Me'ikar HaDin, it can be done, men and women have the same exact obligation. The Mishnah Berurah does say here that a person should have kavana, right? When a person, if you're at somebody's house and somebody's making kiddush b'al bayis, I have to have kavana. Those are my words. So it's shomea ka'one. Right? It's not like the other mitzvahs, I'm just saying amen. No, I have to hear every single word. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, da k'she'echan motzi chaver l'dei kiddush tzorach l'chavin lotzio v'ashomei tzorach l'chavin lotzis. The person making kiddush has to have kavana l'hotzi. The person hearing kiddush has to have kavana lotzis. V'lachein mehanachon. It's a good idea k'she'yazker balabais l'bnevesu shechavin lotzis. By the balabais, when he makes kiddush, he should make an announcement. Guys, I'm making kiddush now. Guys, focus. You know that at least if you announce that, you have a chance. You know that, but. You know, that's the one should you know, try to do that. The Shmir Shabbos says maybe it's a good idea to look in either close the eyes. Now, even if you're not the one making Kiddush, you have to hear the words. So one should make sure just to have kavana and focus on the on every word of Kiddush because it's really my Kiddush. Yeah. Okay. The Iker Kiddush we know is Balayla. The Rambam says in source number 8, Hilcha Shabbos, Iker a Kiddush Balayla. That's the mitzvah daraisa. If one is what said Davin Meyer already, will you yotze kiddush daraisa already? Right, that's the question that some achronim deal with. That if a man already Davin Meyer, if he's only chayiv in kiddush durabanan, and the woman who didn't Davin Meyer is chayiv in kiddush daraisa, how can one be motzi durana daraisa? We assume if you didn't make kiddush the way that Chazal told you to make kiddush, you might not have been yotze yet, even on a daraisa level, and therefore there is no problem 100%. For a man to be motzi a woman in kiddush, even if a man daven ma'ariv, but again, that is the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush at the night. The Shabbos morning kiddush is a mitzvah d'rabbanan to make kiddush, what's called kiddush haraba, but that's a separate topic. But the Shulchan Aruch says, what if you're short on money? So obviously the Friday night kiddush, because before the Shabbos day kiddush. But in terms of meals, we paskin that the day meal is more chashev than the night meal. Again, they're both important, but that's the order, the hierarchy. Imein yodam asekas liknos yayin l'kiddush, l'achan tzarchei suda, l'kov alayla kov al yom, mutav shikne yayin l'kiddush ahalayla, mimash yachin tzarchei suda, right, that's the, that comes before, but kov al yom, kov al alayla, that's shar tzarchei suda. And therefore, there is an idea of having something special to eat at the daytime meal. To have something special to eat at the daytime meal. You know, often we have special, delicious delicacies at night, but Shabbos day, you know, but, you know, that's really the ikker. Not the ikker, just it has to be a main meal. Maybe that's where chalent came from, right? Nobody generally has chalent Friday night meal. Maybe late night tish, you could have chalent, but nobody's really in charge of the meal. But that could be, again, Minag Yisrael Torahu, where, you know, it's not only because it tastes better and sits overnight, but one should have a special food during the day. The Yamshel Shlomo is fascinating. The Yamshel Shlomo in Gittin, the Marshal writes that many are not makbid about this. It's the same exact thing. You have to make something, have something different. Friday night is even more. Dogim tovim. They eat good fish Friday night. And the Yamshel Shlomo says, Miyom Amdi al Daiti, once I learned this halacha, I decided I don't eat fish Friday night, only Shabbos day. He must have liked fish, and that's what he did. And I didn't give it to you, but it's the Marshal Shitaso, because the Marshal says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is a little bit, you know, there's a Chi of Suda, but it's also Yom Adin, there's a Machlokas, some go to say you should fast, we say you have to eat, but the Marshal says, I don't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. So it's the Marshal Shitaso about fish. Right, the Marshal says, I don't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah, and he says, I only eat fish, you know, Shabbos day and not Friday night. But this is the idea. The Aruch HaShulchan, let me finish the point first. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that you can't fault people. Sometimes things taste better right out of the oven, right off the fire. So if you're going to say, I'm going to have certain foods, you know, if you can have Friday night, Shabbos day, it's not like it's just a choice. You can have it Shabbos day. It tastes better Friday night, or let's say it's liquidy. So you can't warm it up on Shabbos morning. So, you know, yesh makom lakel. If you have a nice meal Friday night, if you have a nice meal Shabbos day, it's all good. one little detail, maybe not so little, that some achronim say, especially at In the winter, not so much this time of year, but in the winter, sometimes people like to daven early on Shabbos. They come home and have what's called like the hummus meal. Right, they'll have some challah and hummus, maybe a piece of fish or something, then bench, then like learn for an hour, then go to mincha, and then come back and have their main meal as shal shudis. That might not be so great. Right, the second meal is the ikker meal. Again, if you're gonna have another meal after that, like sudas ribi chidka, right, a fourth meal, so then it's okay because then you had an extra meal in the morning. Fine, but at least your shouldn't be the shal shudis. Meal shouldn't be bigger than the second meal. So that's one should keep that in mind in this regard. Okay, there was a hand up. Yeah.
Night
Kiddush is daraisa. Night is daraisa. Shabbos morning, you also have a Chamar Medina, which is a little more flexible. You could use other beverages. Yeah.
What about the other way around? During your main meal and benching, having mincha, coming back and having dessert and washing again.
So main meal, that would be okay. Meaning if you have your main meal, you want to make dessert into shal shudis. You know, that would be a way to do it. If you're going to mincha, if you have a hefsek, you can't make a brach shenei sricha, but if you're going to mincha, you could bench before, you want to come back if it's a short day, and wash on dessert, okay.
Is it better not to, or it's perfect?
You can. Yeah.
Did we mention the source for the main meal?
It's a Gemara, the Kavod Yom, Kavod Yotam, and Kavod Laila. It's a Gemara, that's that. Okay, yeah.
Is the Friday night Kiddush itself the thing that's midaraisa, or
Friday
it's
night?
Friday night.
Friday
is
night Kiddush. Friday night Kiddush.
Meaning, if you miss it,
is daraisa. Yes, night. I remember when I was in yeshiva, I had a friend of mine who was in the army, who came back to yeshiva for Shabbos, and he was wiped. He went to sleep at Friday afternoon, and I guess nobody remembered to wake him. He woke up Shabbos morning. He missed Friday night. Missed it. He was zonked. I remember that he zonked. He woke up, so I remember he made Kiddush. He made Kiddush red, Kiddush daraisa on Shabbos day before lunch. He didn't say Yom HaShishi. You don't say that, but you start with Asher Kiddush Shabbos, Yisotz, Avratzav on the second half, for a governor of the second bracha. You say it in the morning, right? Because, you know,
so
you missed it.
So if you only have half enough money for one, should you wait?
No, you shouldn't wait. You shouldn't wait. Yeah.
Why don't we assume like the Magen Avraham was going to say Kiddush during davening?
So again, that's a discussion of the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Kiddush that once the Rabbanan told us how to fulfill the mitzvah, so then if I don't do it that way, so then I'm not even Yotzi on a Daraisa level. Right? That's the Minchas Chinuch's Kiddush by Kiddush. He says it about benching, he says it about tefillah, he says it about Rechaz HaMazon. That once, that's the, Rebbe Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch says, when you come home and you say Good Shabbos, so maybe that helps out the Magen Avraham. Because saying Kishabbos, you're Yossi Kiddush Daraisa. The Minchas Chinuch says you don't even have to get into that. Once Chazal said this, that you make Kiddush, you're not Yossi unless you do it like the Rabbanan said. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch does also say, Aser litom klum kodim shikadesh, one is not allowed to taste anything before Kiddush. Afilu mayim. Even water. Right? This isn't the same halacha as not eating before we do a mitzvah. Not eating before we do B'dikas Chametz, not eating before we light Hanukkah candles. That's a separate idea. And if in that case, you're allowed to drink water. You're allowed to have a little nibble of something. But here, it's a din of Isser Te'ima before Kiddush, because Kiddush, we're not getting into the lumdus so much right now, but Salvechik writes in a Yahrzeit Shir, Kiddush is the matir for eating on Shabbos.
Night day both.
Hmm?
Night day both.
That's a good question. For sure, at night, Shabbos morning, it's Machlokas Rishonim. There are some deyos that the Isser Te'ima doesn't apply. We try L'chadchila, big nafgamina, you know, for a Balkari to drink some water. But at least Friday night, there's an Isser Te'ima. If one did taste, we paskin, you can still make Kiddush. Right, there are some Rishonim and Arvi Psachim that say, no, somebody else should make Kiddush, it's a knas, but we paskin that one does make Kiddush even if one ate by mistake. Okay. Siftes in the Shulchan Aruch. This is, again, a whole topic on itself. Sorry, one little line in the Shulchan Aruch, and there's so much discussion about it. Tzorach shetia mapa al shulchan tachas apachs, umapa acheres prusa al gabav. Covering the challah. There's a halacha that the challah has to be covered on Shabbos, and we paskin also on Yontif. It does not have to be covered on Purim. Right, whenever, you know, most of the time, you know, when else do we have, like, rolls? Right, Libby, I think you're in Europe, it's more common to have bread as a staple of a meal. But growing up in America, you know, when do you ever wash besides pizza? Assuming you wash on pizza. But assuming you wash on pizza, when else do you wash? When do you eat? When you have a sandwich, you have a hamburger. But otherwise, you know, when you're covering the challahs. But on Purim, you know, that's a weekday that that one would have it. But the halacha is you cover the challah. Why do you cover the challahs? You remember Arvei Pesachim, three reasons why we cover the challahs. Famous reason, not middle reason, and not famous at all. Right? The most famous reason we cover the challahs is so the challah is not embarrassed. Challah is not embarrassed. Because really we should be making hamotzi before we make, it's quite a halacha. This is in the Rishonim. It's not an Achronish Torah. It's in the Rishonim. It's wonderful, the Achronish Torah is also beautiful. But these all three shitas are in rather, Rashi, Tosfos, Rashbam, Tosfos. Number one, Shelo Yirbo Shato. Right, it doesn't, Nirushalmi. So the challah is not embarrassed because in Hilchos Brachos, hamotzi should go first. But remember the Chafetz Chaim, says that, you know, we should always remember it's all about teaching us about midos. They say the halacha books, they quote the Chafetz Chaim was once invited over to somebody's house on a Friday night, and the man was so excited, he prepared for 2 weeks to have the Chafetz Chaim over. Amazing. And he walks into the house, and the table is set, and the candles are lit, and they're gorgeous. They were working for so long to have the Chafetz Chaim, and he sees his wife is exhausted on the couch because she was working all day to have the Chafetz Chaim over. And finally, she walks into the house and starts screaming at his wife, "How could you embarrass me in front of the Gadol HaDor? What can you do?" Because the challahs weren't covered. Just screaming at his wife. Oh, what? So she runs, jumps, covers the challahs. The Chafetz Chaim turns to him and says, "You're more worried about the challah than about your wife." But obviously, there's a message of the halacha. There's a message of the halacha. The ramp going up to the mizbeach doesn't have steps. So the steps don't see the nakedness of the person. What, the steps are going to be so embarrassed? Right? Obviously, it's meant to teach us something. But that's the halacha. It's meant to teach us Hilchos Brachos. It's meant to teach us midos and sensitivity. Number one, covering the challah is embarrassment. Number two, what's the second reason? Zeichel Aman, the mon fell in a nice neat package with a cover on top and below. The second reason we cover the challahs. And the third reason, I think the one that Sheoltos quotes, that Rashbam and Tosfos quote in Arvei Pesachim, so that everything is lechvod Shabbos, yakrid the Shabbosah. Meaning, if the challahs were here before I make Kiddush, so then it's not nikar that this is here for Shabbos. It's the challahs are covered, it's kilo, the challahs aren't here. I make Kiddush, I mekadesh a Shabbos, now this is Shabbos, and then everything comes to the table. So that's how you know everything is l'shem Shabbos. You first label the meal as a Shabbos meal, and then everything comes out. We try to be machmir l'chadchila for all three reasons. Because there are many different nafkaminas that come up in terms of that. So for example, you have, where are we here? Right, I gave you the tour. The tour quotes all three reasons. Source 17. So the Taz. First of all, what if you're making, not so common, what if you're making Kiddush on bread? You ran out of wine, you're making Kiddush on bread. Okay, then if the reason is embarrassment, you don't have to cover the challahs. You're not making Kiddush. But Zeichel Aman, you would also have to. Right, what happens? That's the Taz. The Magen Avraham quotes. When can you uncover the challahs? When can you uncover the challahs? So again, if the reason is embarrassment, then right after you make Kiddush, you can uncover the challahs. If the reason is yakrid d'shabsa, also right after you make Kiddush. But if the reason is man, and I've seen this by a number of rabbanim, is man, then even as you make hamotzi, as you say bracha hamotzi, that's already, you're holding the lechem mishnah at zeichel aman, have him covered even then. Have it covered even then. Again, there is a minhag quoted elsewhere that you're supposed to mark the challah before one makes hamotzi. Why? Because you don't want to have a hefsek during the week. You can make a mamish cut, but on Shabbos you want to have lechem mishnah. You want it to be whole. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the medaktikim are mark the challah. Which challah? So the Ramah quotes al pi kabbalah. Friday night is the bottom one. All other times is the top one. All other, meaning Yontif night, Yontif day, Shabbos day. Only Friday night is the bottom one. Api Kabbalah. So you can still mark it and then hold it underneath the cover. It's fine. Still be mocking about that. But that's another nafgamin in terms of when. What about covering the challahs by Shalosh Shudas? So again, same thing. There's no Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas. But there's the Mun. And for the Mun reason, one would cover it until afterwards. What has to be covered? What has to be covered? Am I allowed to put the pickles and the coleslaw on the table beforehand? So again, if one's in camp or in a hotel, it's impossible to bring all that out before, afterwards. So, ain't brera. What can you do? Or at a kiddush. you're at a kiddush. Why should you cover the cookies and everything at a kiddush? So again, they say Rav Soloveitchik was makpid whenever he ate like at a hotel or something. He asked the waiter for another tablecloth, and like before he made kiddush, he like covered everything on the table. But again, that's not, we're not Rav Soloveitchik, and you know, maybe it's not so practical. But lechatchila, if you're at home, not to bring anything to the table until you have to kiddush. Right, because if it's Yakra the Shabbos, so the same thing, it's not just the Hamotzi, but everything should be Lekavet Shabbos, so not to bring anything to the table before before one makes Kiddush. Having a challah board underneath is also a kiyum, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Zecha Laman. So the challah board underneath is not just on a hard surface to cut it on, right? It's a kiyum of the man. It was covered, it was the first in history Ziploc bag, right? The man. Right, you ever drop any kind of food on the sand? You try to brush it off? There's always something crunchy, even after you try to brush it off, right? But Hashem had millions of portions of man that fell on the sand for 40 years and never got a drop of sand in it. Unbelievable. It was a Ziploc, right? Closed up, and it was perfect. That's what we do, Zeichel Aman. We have a cover underneath, and we have a cover on top. These are some of the issues relating to covering the chalas. Good. Sif Yud. Yeah. Sif Yud is major. Yeah.
People that are makpid to still have a cover and pick it up, should you also pick up the challah
board? I don't think you have to pick up the challah board. I don't think so. I don't think. You're not supposed to get bracha with a knife in your hand, so you're supposed to put the knife down. But you should cover that, hold the challah. Whatever you make the bracha on, you're supposed to hold. When you make a bracha on an apple, you're supposed to hold the apple. Right? But, so I think you don't have to have that so much. Yeah.
Is there a difference about having food on the table between the Nankish and the Nankish?
That's a good question. Meaning, is it? Do you say Yakra de Shabsa applies only when Shabbos starts, or is it in the morning? I think there are those that say maybe it only applies Friday night. So there is more flexibility, I would say, Shabbos day, but you could if it's a challenge and people want to serve it, to be more flexible by the daytime. Yeah.
Why don't we use not bring in the challah until after Kiddush?
So that's a good question. Why not just not bring in the challah? So it could be Makam Su'udah. You want the Su'udah there to have a cover. So you have the Su'udah, but it's Ki'ilu not there. That's why it's brought. Good. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud. Sif Yud has many different topics. Let's go one by one. Mekadesh al Kos Male Yayin. First of all, Mekadesh al Kos. Right? Male. So it should be full. Like every Kos Shal Bracha should be full. Shalo Ye Pagum. Shouldn't it be pugum? What is pugum? What is the definition of pugum wine? Ruined wine. Pugum means drunk from. Drunk from. That's pugum. Lechadchila, one shouldn't use wine that was drunk from, that was already used. Lechadchila kavod habracha. But there's an easy way. Let's say somebody made kiddush before you and there's still half a cup of wine left in there. So, and it's your brother, so it's okay. Right? So what do you do? All right, so what do you do? So it's very very easy to unpugum wine, right? You pour more in. You pour more in. The halacha always goes by what's poured in. So therefore, all you have to do is pour more in. What happens if, you know, your family custom is, you know, you used a lot, there's a lot of wine left, you want to pour it back into the bottle. So if you do that, one should not pour it in back to the bottle because now you've just pugumed up your entire bottle. If you just pour the cup in, because it always goes by what's poured in, right? So what you do is, you might have seen this, pour a little bit into the cup first from the bottle, so now the whole thing is unpugum, then you can pour it back in, right? So just we try to use non-pugum wine. V'ton kol mashaton kosher berachas hamazon. And the kosh needs everything that the kosher berachas hamazon requires. What is that? So I gave you a couple of the halachas. You look in source 27, 28 about how to unpugum wine. What is kosher berachas hamazon? So the Gemara in Brachas has a number of items. One of them, at least, that we're makbid for, that we try to be makbid for, is to wash the kos inside and out before it's used, even if it's clean. But it should be glistening. That's kavod habracha, glistening kos, and therefore you wash it inside and out right before, and it's wet. I tell my kids, one of the kids takes it, I'm like, bring it back wet. You know, not to dry it, because that's part of the kiyum, kavod habracha, that it should be wet, and then you use the use that kos. It also says kos. A cup of, usually a kos. What's a kos? Kos is a kos. Disposable. Right, so this was one of the landmark Rav Moshe Feinstein Tshuvas in source number 29. You have it. but it's important to know when it was written. Bitvar kosos minyar, yim kasha lekiddush. Kosos from niyar. What's niyar?
Paper.
Paper. If you could use paper cups for kiddush, you'd base this on Tavshin Chavches, 1968. 1968, Rav Moshe wrote the shuva, famous shuva that one should not use. It's quoted as disposable cups because it doesn't have a shame kli. And he compares it to a broken cup. Just like a broken cup, if the stem is broken, shouldn't use it. So too, Rav Moshe says, it's if you're going to throw it out in 5 minutes, right, then it's like broken. Baruani shekoshel niyarshu rak l'shah, pam ze levad, hu od garua, deilo shum chashivus, shavade in a royal brachas mazrim l'kiddush, so don't use it. If it's the only cup, fine. But this is why people are machbid about not using throwaway cups. But a number of points to make. Number one, even Rav Moshe might be very limited. He says kosos shel niyar. So there are certain types of cups that when you use them once, they basically fall apart. Sometimes like in the dentist, you get like these paper cups. And like by the time you use them once, it's like wet in your hand. It's like dripping. So that could be the cup that Rav Moshe is talking about. That type of cup, you use it once, it's done. What? Now we have like hard plastic cups that people use for the Seder. You know, things that you could use 100 times. It's just that we don't because, you know, we throw out. But it could very well be that even Rav Moshe would agree that hard plastic, that is, if you could use it a few times, right? Rav Moshe's not talking about that. Number one. Number two, many poskim argue with Rav Moshe. This is made to use as a cup. Why is it broken? This is made to be a cup. So it's not made to be a cup forever, but it's made to be a cup. The Tzitz Eliezer is makel, other poskim are makel as well. The mystery here that I remember somebody once showed me one post that talks about this. A mystery is that, you know, if you've seen people put the double cup. So I never saw that in print. I don't know. It's, according to Rav Moshe, it's 0 plus 0. And according to other poskim, you know, one is enough. Right, it gives it chashivas. Some say, oh, you can only throw out the inner cup, not the outer cup. I'm not exactly sure how a double cup helps. You know, if you want to be machbid and to get a real kos, fine. If you don't have a real kos and you have a regular hard plastic, just use one. I don't know exactly what the double cup is accomplishing. But that is regarding the cup and the kos. And then we get to Kiddush itself. We get to Kiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch. V'omer, so whatever one does, even before we see this, is good. Whatever one does in terms of standing and sitting. Because there are 3 days quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch on the page. So whatever you do is good. Va'omer vayechulu mu'umad. So the Shulchan Aruch says, say vayechulu standing. Obviously, what's he saying? Shulchan Aruch is holding. Vayechulu is said standing. The first paragraph, because that is edus. And he said, obviously, sit down for the second part of the Kiddush. That's the Shulchan Aruch right here. Vayechulu standing. So if that's your minhag, that comes to the Shulchan Aruch right here. Va'achar kach omer bar pri agafen v'achar kach Kiddush. Right, and then Bar Yochai, and then Kiddush. Look what it said in the Baragola. He says here, Beis Yosef Odas HaRambam. What do you mean, Beis Yosef Odas HaRambam? What about Rambam? What the Rambam doesn't say? This is fascinating. How are you supposed to make Kiddush is nowhere in Shas. You would think, how to make Kiddush, sitting or standing, would be in the Gemara somewhere. It's nowhere. It's not even in the Rambam in Hilchos, Shabbos. Where is it? In Hilchos, Sukkah. The Rambam Shita is that you have to make the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah before you sit down. So the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah says, on Shabbos, on Sukkos, we make the bracha of Kiddush and Leishiv HaSukkah standing because we have to stand up. We have to stand up before Leishiv. So mashma from that Rambam that the whole year he sat down for Kiddush. That's the Shulchan Aruch here. It's a diuk from a Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Rambam continues. The Yocholamot b'shas haKiddush. You could stand up for the whole Kiddush. Kiddush means the second half. That means both halves. And that's the minhag of the Arizal and many Hasidim and many Polish minhag. You stand for the whole Kiddush. Once you stand for the first half of Eidus, you stand for the second half too. The Yozer Tov Leishev. The Noagin Leishev Af B'Shash Amar Vayechulu. The Rama quotes, the minhag, sit for everything. So whatever one does, all three minhagim are right here on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. You know, stand for it all, sit for it all, or stand for the first half. And sit for this. I guess the only one that's not here is sitting for the first half and standing for the second half. But that's wrong, right? The first half is edus. And if you want to sit for the whole thing, fine. But anyway, so the Rama says the minhag is to sit even for the when you say vayachulu. But when you start l'kavod Hashem, when you start vayachulu, you know, give the old, you know, little elokenus, you know, stand up, you know, l'kavod Hashem. Why? Because we start off with Yom Hashishi v'nir matz Hashem b'rosh tevis. Yom Hashishi v'yichul Hashemayim. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that's why one does that. If you look in the Rama says here, where does Kiddush start? Vayichulu. Sorry, Yom Hashishi. Yom Hashishi v'yichulu. So that is what the Rama says. And if somebody starts Kiddush at Yom Hashishi v'yichulu, that's fine, because that's what the Rama says. But there are a number of Achronim that add on a little bit. Because Yom HaShishi, really, if you think about what the words mean, it doesn't make sense. Yom HaShishi are the last two words of the previous phrase, of the previous pasuk. Yom HaShishi, it was the sixth, Vayechulu. Vayechulu is the next pasuk. Yom HaShishi, we want to get Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, so we go Yom HaShishi, Vayechulu HaShemayim. But it doesn't make sense. So that's why some say start with the earlier phrase. That's why you see in most benchers, it has in little letters, Vayer Vivoker. Yom HaShishi. You should say Yom HaShishi out loud. Because that's Shem Hashem, giving kavod to Shem Hashem. But Vayer Vayivoker, some say quietly, because that at least you have the phrase, Vayer Vayivoker. And there are yet others that say that you're never supposed to say half a pasuk. Kopsuki to lopaske Moshe and an lopaskinan. I'm not doing all the sources inside, but it's all here. I just want to try to get through as much as we can. Kopsuki to lopaske Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the psukim. The prakim come from non-Jews, but the psukim come from Moshe Rabbeinu. So you can't say a half a pasuk. And Vayer Vayivoker is also a half a pasuk. That's why in some ventures, not too many, you say quietly, Vayar Elokim Eskal Asher Asav Hinei Tov Ma'od Vayer Vayivoker. Yom HaShishi. So if you see people mumbling at the beginning of Kiddush, you know that's what they're saying.
I think
if it happened, that's not. Rabbi Akal there is, but I'm saying, but you want to say the whole pasuk. But the Minhag Olam is not to do that. Why? Because we often say half psukim. Because we're not saying it as psukim, we're saying it as tefillah. Anybody here say Vizos HaTorah? Vizos HaTorah, Hashem Moshe for anybody Yisrael, that's a whole pasuk. Al Pi Hashem Biyan Moshe, that's a half a pasuk. So we say half a pasuk. Al Kein Berach in the morning, Shabbos morning, that's a half a pasuk. So we often say half psukim. Right? So if you're saying it as tefillah, then many are makel. If one wants to be makbid, you can say it quietly. Berach Kimashar Sarasom, and Nitel Ma'od. The Chassam Sofer is quoted as saying, I would want to do that, but I can't because there's a medrash I don't want to be merames to. I don't want to start off with Shabbos like that. So, but the but anyway, these are the different minhagim where everyone starts off with Shabbos. Kiddush is fine, right? I gave you, I'm looking there, right? That's the Chassam Sofer is in 37, and 38 is the Nishmas Adam, about his psukim, and it's okay. These are all standing and sitting, and where one should start from by the Kiddush. Ukshamaschal Yiten Abeneros, the Ramah continues. At the beginning of Kiddush, look at the candles. Right, that's a separate halacha. You need to get hana from the Shabbos candles. So there's a kiyum to look at the candles at the beginning of Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's a skula for good eyesight and other things, other brachas, but yitin eda maneras. Ubishas a Kiddush, but during Kiddush, don't look at the candles. Either close your eyes, right, kavana, or look at the koshal bracha. Ubishas Kiddush, koshal bracha, v'chein nirali. That's the Ramah. Okay. What else can we talk about? Sif Yud Beis. A minhag that you think is very uncommon, but it's a Ramah. Any Yankees here? Right? The Ramah quotes, washing before Kiddush. The Ramah quotes it. Before Kiddush. Right? Very efficient on Sukkos. Right? Very efficient. For those Yekis. But my father was born in Berlin, but I didn't get the Yekis because his parents were from Poland. But my father was born in Berlin right before the war. But anyway, so that's the minhag is quoted. Minhag is quoted either way, but the minhag of most Ashkenazim is to wash after. One should just try not to have a hefsek. Just it's not our topic now, but just one of the top 10 halachic misconceptions. It comes up here. If you talk after Kiddush, after washing, right, I didn't do this time. I come to the day, I washed. So often you go, oh, I got to wash again. That's what many think. That's wrong. You don't have to. You don't have to wash again. You're not supposed to talk because you don't have hesach hadas. You want to keep focus. But even if one washed, if you touch your shoes, you might have to wash again. But if somebody washed, even if they talked, you know, you're not supposed to talk. No, in the But if one washed, so one does not have to, one doesn't have to wash again. What happened? The Ritva talks about what if one washed, then you decided, you know, you thought you were going to have bread, and then you thought you knew what supper was, so you washed. Then you come in, you're like, "Where's the bread?" You know, you're like, "So no, it's, you know, you thought it was, so nothing. You're fine. Nothing to do. You didn't make a bracha latala. You didn't. You said a tilos yadayim, and you didn't tilos yadayim." Right, so there's no bracha. So the Ritva says, okay, you have a chiyuv to look for bread? No, you have a chiyuv to look for bread. At the time, you thought you were going to eat bread, so it was okay. Okay, a little bit more. Sif Yud Gimel, how much does one have to drink? So Zorach Lishtos Mikosh Shal Kiddush Kimelo Lugmav. Tahayinu Koshi Yil Kasalkena L'Sarecha Mipiv. Right, a cheekful. B'hu Rubo Shal Revius. Rubo Shal Revius. The cup has to hold a Revius, and one has to drink 51%, the minimum. So how much is that? Somewhere between 3 and 5 ounces. Again, most Kiddush cups are that size. Most shot glasses are not that size, right? That's why that's a separate topic about making Kiddush on schnapps for Shabbos morning. You know, lechatchila, one should definitely not rely on that because the shear is not big enough. There are heterim, but just generally one should be yotze with wine, lechatchila. Who has to drink the wine? These are the 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch. 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch. That amount. So the 3 days. L'chadchila, the Mekadesh should drink that amount. Rov Revius. That's L'chadchila. Right? That's separate from the fact that everybody should get a little taste of the wine. That's Mitzvah Menamufchar, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Mitzvah Menamufchar, Shitimu Kulan, pass a little bit about. But 3 days about, somebody has to drink Rov Revius. So L'chadchila, the Mekadesh, I think that's the Shita of the Gaonim. Because the Gonim say that's Li'ikufa. So we don't say it's Li'ikufa. But that's one day. The second day, what happens if you want to be Mechabed, your grandfather, or with making Kiddush, but he's not going to be able to drink so much. But you want him to be able to make the Kiddush. So, Yesh Makom, that somebody else drinks that amount. One other person drinks that amount. Right? We're not Makpid in that type of case for the Gaonim. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gaonim that the Mekadesh has to do it. For Roy Lachush, but again, if it's a tzorech, like to give kavod to the grandfather, you allow him to make the kiddush, and somebody else could drink that amount. B'di'eved, third day, if there's nobody there that could drink that amount, so then there could be tziruf, the ritva, in Arab in quotes, there could be tziruf of everybody altogether. As long as everybody altogether drinks a rov revius, so then that is okay. Remember in, it come up really so much in Eretz Yisrael, but I remember in Woodmere, I remember sometimes, what happened one time, sometimes there was a kiddush and there was no wine. Nobody bought grape juice or wine. The only thing there was schnapps. But, you know, I wasn't going to rely on the little shear. So I'd rather rely on this day of the Shulchan Aruch, that you make a kiddush on a whole, make it on a whole cup of schnapps, and then give it out to people, and in that way, rely on the shita that can be mitzarif, the shtia of everyone, to the shear. But that is, those are the 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch, but somebody has to drink a rov revius. Somebody has to drink, at least one person, l'chadchila, and if not, everybody together. Yeah?
Where does it come from in shul that they give out kids the wine?
Where does it come from in shul? So the problem in shul, the minhag of making kiddush in shul is already in our Bipsachim. The problem is there, a gadol can't drink because there's kiddush b'makam su'udah. You don't have su'udah there. And the halacha of kiddush b'makam su'udah, which is not our topic now, is that if you don't have the su'udah, you can't even drink half the kiddush. Because there's an issue of drinking before kiddush. So if you have kiddush and you don't have su'udah, then you're stuck. So that's why nobody's really being yotze with this kiddush, so you give it to a child. Give it a child, but at least the bar pergafen should go on should go with it. Again, but if there's nobody there, so then, you know, you could drink a lot. It could be called suit if you drink two revios. Yeah.
Is it better that one person has the revios and everyone else gets nothing, or everyone gets something and no one has the revios?
I would say one person. Because it's a mitzvah and a mufchar for everybody to taste it. But it's me'ikar adin that has to be roves. I would rather rely on the l'chadchila of one person. But again, everybody could have a little bit in their cup also before Kiddush and hold it. That could also be counted as a kosher bracha, sometimes in a public setting. You know, at a simcha, you have that. That's okay. That's okay. That's considered. If you have kavana, you're holding the cup, or even if you're focusing on this cup, that this should be part of the kosher bracha, that's okay. Yeah?
About the pouring it into the bigger cup, or you take the...
Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, in Sif Yud Zayin, how do you divvy it up? How do you divvy it up? Because there's also a kiyum to drink from the kosher bracha, but you might have some, you know, non-family members that wouldn't appreciate, you know, drinking after you drank from the cup. So an easy way to do it is what I do is usually I pour it, you have a cup, so I pour half of it into a glass cup that I drink from the Kosher Bracha. I drink a Rover Vias, whatever gets my wife, and then you pour from that cup into the little kosos. And you can add more from the bottle into that cup because it's all connected, Kosher Bracha. I remember one time somebody many years ago in Woodmere, I remember somebody brought me a bottle of wine and it was fancy a bottle of wine, like in a glass thing, in a decanter. But he said, oh, brought me a present. What is this? This is wine from Chaim Kanevsky, Siman Erev Pesach. I'm like, wow, what wine? Yeah, they say he has a cup of wine he makes a Siman Kala Torakula every Erev Pesach. So they take the cup of wine that he uses and they put a drop into like 1,000 bottles, right? And they fill it up and they send it out, you know? So I once got that. I'm like, what are you supposed to do with it? It's like, save it? Like drink it? Like, I didn't know. I don't even remember what I did. It was years ago, but I remember I still had this decanter. Yeah.
Is it better to pour from the Kosher Bracha on top of other wines so that it's all Kosher Bracha? Does it make a difference?
I don't think that. But only Pogum makes a difference in that way. I think otherwise it's all Kosher Bracha, so it's all okay. Yeah.
What's the point of the Kiddush in shuls ever?
It goes back. There's a separate topic of Kiddush in shuls. It goes back to Arvei Pesachim. The Torah says if it was up to him, he would get rid of it. But again, it's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, and many poskim say, many mepharshim say, if it's the minhag of the shul, don't be mevatel it. If you're starting a shul, don't start the minhag. But if you don't have to start the minhag, but if it's the minhag of the shul, remember, Sorbach writes in the Shuvah. There are many people in shul sometimes that aren't going to do a proper halachic havdalah or kiddush at home. So maybe this is, this will help them at least, if they're going to. So there still might be, but even if there's no reason, the post can say, it should be a mevatel minhag Yisrael. Yeah?
What exactly would be considered a hefsek between kiddush and halachic?
What is called a hefsek? I don't know, if you take a break and go play a game. You should. That's fine. You don't have to make yourself crazy. Right? Kiddush Makom Suda is okay. Even if it's a few minutes and talking and getting to know each other, that's fine. Kiddush Makom Suda is a separate. Maybe you could do that another week. It has to do with the when, the what, and the where. Meaning how long and where and what you have for Suda. But as long as it's normal, acceptable, a couple of minutes, it's okay. Somebody has to go to the bathroom, so you're waiting for them, a few minutes, that's okay. As long as it's not that everybody leaves the house and goes somewhere and then you come back. That would be a problem. Okay? Okay, so we'll stop here.